Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, wherever you might happen to be listening in this great land of ours, or, okay, foreign lands. You're doing a great job keeping us safe. We want you to stay safe and come home very, very soon. Lots of ways of catching the programming here. Of course, if you're not by an affiliate, you can go to some apropos applications. TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. Those are all great. Also, Twitch. Normally, if I was in the studio, we'd be on Twitch. But I am in here quarantined in my house in the East Bay here near Oakland, California. So across the bay in San Francisco, Scott is at the board preparing to put you on the air with your calls. Toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. The Video Game Review is the only non-sports show the entire week. We get 1 hour of it. And I'm a gamer like you. I play games. I don't make them. I don't design them. I wouldn't know how to make a game. But I can tell you what's good, bad, and ugly in my world. What do you like and not like? 1-800-878-PLAY. Also proud to be on SiriusXM on the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be back on Sirius once again. Also, if you are listening on your TV set, that is CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, 35 million homes across the country. We stream through our website, sportsbyline.com. You go there, click listen live, and emails rick@sportsbyline.com. Use that email address to request the cheat code. We do at the end of the game, and of course, win the game that I give away at 40 after and bet a half hour. Also, you can go to sbnationlive.com, as we are proudly on the SB Nation Sports Talk Network as well. So what we're going to do here, I ask you, what have you been playing this weekend? My unpaid correspondents, my listeners, what do you like? What do you not like? I'll also tell you what's new this week and new releases. I mentioned the cheat code at the end of the show. But tell me what's going on with you, because we all can't agree on the same thing. What's overhyped, underhyped, worth the money, not worth the money, that kind of stuff. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game.
This summer, turn your yard into the perfect getaway. Whether it's a lawn spruce-up, a fresh coat of paint, or a s'mores-worthy patio upgrade, HomeAdvisor has the best landscapers, painters, handymen, and more to get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, it's never been easier to check prices, schedule, and pay for hundreds of everyday home projects in just seconds. For any project you're dreaming of, you can count on HomeAdvisor. So get the HomeAdvisor app, and we'll do everything to fix up your everything.
between jobs, retiring, or just need health or life insurance, please visit myhealth-quotes.com or call 833-687-5261. Before you try to get a quote online, call us. We will provide you with the information most sites will not. We teach you exactly what life or health insurance plan you qualify for, how to use your plan, and maximize your benefits. We provide you with the information to make a knowledge-based decision to ensure selecting the right plan. myhealth-quotes.com to schedule an appointment.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Fiddle with you, coast to coast, all around the world on AFN. It is the Video Game Review. Would love to have your call. Your participation is encouraged. The toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Big news this week, of course, well, in sports, baseball's back. How long? We don't know. Hopefully the 60-game truncated season. But in the video game world, we finally got a lot of promised gameplay footage and other announcements from the latest Xbox Series X games showcase. And these things that might have been teased at the GDC and might have been revealed at E3 are now starting to come piecemeal. Remember, we're going to have a huge seismic shift this year in the console world, because the PS4 and the Xbox One will be going to the wayside as we get into the Xbox Series X and the PS5. PS5 is easy to remember. Xbox Series X, heavily into the letter X there. I think it's a dumb name, but it doesn't matter what I think. That's what they're going with. And they did a lot of focus groups that they're... They decided that this was it. But we did see a couple weeks ago a lot of new stuff from the PS5. We got to see actually what it looked like. Well, this was a game showcase. And as I said, this happened a couple days ago. They wasted no time getting to the heart of the event, which was looking at Halo Infinite. And you talk about an exclusive. Microsoft will hold on to Halo with a mighty grip. You'll have to pull it out of its frozen skeleton hands, even when it said, at least once that I can remember for sure officially, that this is the last Halo game ever. Remember that? What was that? 8-9 years ago? That just shoots themselves in the foot. But not just Halo Infinite gameplay footage. We also got to turn to some other titles that people wanted to hear about, including Everwild and the new RPG called Avowed. We'll get to that in a second. But as I said, focusing on games, Microsoft did not share any hardware news. So what it looks like, I don't know. When is it going to launch? The fall. Okay, thanks. How much is it going to cost? We don't know yet. Those details are going to be revealed as we get closer to the launch date. And when you're in July and you're launching in possibly November, which is what we think it is, Black Friday, right around there, you would think you would know your price point. But then again, with the pandemic, all bets are off when it comes to normal planning. So I don't know if they just want to see who goes first, like see how much the PS5 is, then we'll adjust. We'll be $50 less. It's not like sports where Lil Mac let Aaron Donald sign his deal first because he knew he'd get more. It could be that whoever goes second is actually going to come down $50 or even $20. And I always thought, and I ain't rich, but I always thought, well, this is going to be, I remember one time that said this was $10 cheaper. I guess, is $10 really going to make you decide one way or the other? Okay, maybe for some people it would. Maybe that is the make or break. But we'll find out that stuff as we get closer. But Microsoft, the event, played host to a lot of new things. New action game called Balan Wonderworld. From new, Yuji Naka. Yuji Naka is the guy who invented Sonic the Hedgehog and some others. But, as I said, Halo Infinite, there's your Master Chief crash landing, saying he needs to stop the Banished. The footage had the, you know, very familiar Halo look and feel. Master Chief jumping on to a Warthog, taking down enemies like we know. And as rumored, Master Chief now has a grappling hook into his left arm. Remember Bionic Commando on the NES? That was the original. But anyway, this allows him to latch on to enemies and objects around him. The footage showed him attacking a guy and using a melee attack to take a guy down with the hook, but then, you know, grab weapons and things across the maps. But Microsoft once again decided against announcing Halo Infinite's launch date, just saying holiday season. Microsoft, by the way, also let us, and they kind of saved it for the end. They go, oh yeah, one more thing. They did a very short trailer for Fable, and they said absolutely nothing about when that would launch and what to expect from the storyline. All we know is that a Fable game is coming, and Fable had a huge fan base back in the day, so I'm sure that was cool. But anyway, Balan Wonderworld, maybe it's Balan, B-A-L-A-N. As I said, Yuji Naka is the famed creator, I should say co-creator, of Sonic the Hedgehog. But he's been in collaboration with Square Enix, and this game, they said, will be spring 2021. It'll be on the Xbox Series X and the Xbox One, and it's an action title game that will feature 80 distinct costumes that provide each player with different abilities. You know, think about Mario and the things he would have, the raccoon tail and the hat, and could you fly and such things. But you saw some gameplay footage, showed a wide variety of characters. You saw some big bosses and other protagonists and antagonists. But this is the first game in 20 years that Naka and Naoto Oshima have teamed up on. As I said, co-creator, Naoto Oshima was the guy who created it with him. So they kind of threw that in. For you, Forza Motorsport, Forza Italia, prego, prego, Tiazzurri, Forza Motorsport, I mean, in another, this was a world premiere, and they showcased it, how it would look on the Xbox Series X, and the trailer was pretty dang flashy, you know. And that's the question you ask: is this gameplay? Is this cinematic? Is this a cutscene, or is this gameplay? And so, flashy cars, characters, and then they said, "Oh yeah, this isn't gameplay footage." Oh, okay. We just wanted to show you what the hardware can create. Well, that's okay. I look, it's pre-launch. I can forgive them. They want to just show off what the thing can do. And then when they get into the game, I doubt it's going to be adventure on the 2600. But, you know, look, you don't want to give away too much. And plus, these games are being tweaked. These games are still not even in alphas. You know, how can you go to a game in a beta when you don't have a reveal yet, unless people have kits? So sure, you have people who are employed who are testing this game, but it's not out there for the public to play in even a closed beta right now, much less an open alpha. So we're going to have to probably get those piecemeal as well. So when you want to show what your engine can do, your engines that you put into the hardware, it's an exciting thing. I remember back in the day when the Wii, before it came out, I went to a party in San Francisco where they were doing a reveal on a game, and I actually got to see the Wii kit, the thing that they sent developers, and it was basically just like this see-through box of bolts and motherboards and circuits and screws. It's not all flashy, the dev kits for these developers, but they do want to see how far they can push it, and it's going to take years to really find out. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I'll talk about the other games that were revealed. If you'd like to chime in, it is the 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
The Video Game Review.
Alright, dulcet tones of a little Super Mario back in the N64 days. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces with the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us. In the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game as I always do at 40 after. I've been doing it practically 20 years with the show. Also, I'll let you know what's new, I always say on the shelves, but can you go into a video game store and get stuff on the shelves? I guess you can if you put a mask on. But a lot of stuff brought to you, delivered to you, or just DLC you get as well. And by the way, if I say some of these little acronyms and such, and they're over your head, don't be shy and ask me. You know, DLC is downloadable content. You know, MMORPG, massively multiplayer online role-playing game, things like that. It's okay if you are a newbie or a neophyte. Everybody has to learn at some point. Want everyone to feel a part of the show. And let's take a look back at, a couple days ago, as I said, the Xbox Series X reveal. We talked about some of the big games that will be coming out, Halo Infinite, Fable, Lawn, Wonderland, Forza Motorsport. We also got a State of Decay game, State of Decay 3. And this showed a character hunting an animal that appeared to be infected by something. What that is, we don't know. We don't know what else is going on with this game, but it is a very cool-looking game. As I mentioned, Everwild. This is a game made by Rare, and it showed a natural world for players to explore and revealed a bunch of different characters across that nature. But, again, Microsoft showed a trailer. They did not show any gameplay footage. They also didn't say when Everwild was going to launch. Another game called Tell Me Why. And this isn't about someone saying, will you go to the prom with me? No, tell me why. Tell Me Why is a brother-sister focused game that will not just be on Xbox Series X. It'll also be on Xbox One and Xbox Game Pass. And it's going to be a chapter-inspired game. The first chapter is going to launch on August 27th. That doesn't mean, oh my gosh, that means the Xbox Series X is going to be available August 27th. That would be great, and you never know, but no. They said holiday period, it's going to start off on the Xbox One. There's also a game called The Outer Worlds, Peril on Gorgon. And we saw a little bit of actual gameplay footage in this, some pre-filmed content as well. They say this will be launching on September 9th, and it'll be on the One on July 28th on Xbox Early Review and Steam Early Access. So you'll get it about a little more than a week before. That means this week. But it'll be on the Xbox Series X as well, and it will not be ported. It'll look better, and we'll talk about the backwards compatibility in a second. But I can tell you about this, that it's a big yawn for me. Game that looked right down my alley or up my street, wherever country you're from. And, man, it was boring. Just bad. And it doesn't mean, like, well, nothing happened. I mean, if you play Death Stranding, it's a great game. And there's a lot of work that goes into that game. And a lot of times you might say, nothing's happening. But it's still a good game. You got to put in the work. You know, I love games. I'm a FPS guy too, but still, I'll go over the shoulder with great games like Skyrim, the Fallout games as well from Bethesda. Outer Worlds did not work for me. And when they said it was kind of a mix of No Man's Sky, which I loved. No Man's Sky, I remember at the Game Developers Conference about 4 years ago, the guy who created that from Hello Games flew in from London, did his talk at the Moscone Convention Center downtown San Francisco, and then flew back to London. I hope he had one of those seats you could sleep in. You talk about no time for hanging out. Would you like to get some sourdough bread or some Anchor Steam beer? No, I'm heading back. But anyway, Outer Worlds was supposed to be a mix of No Man's Sky and Skyrim, and I'm not a fan. But if you are, that's good news for you. And one more game I mentioned, Avowed. And this is from Obsidian. This is going to be an RPG. And the company said that it's set in the fantasy world of Eora. Isn't that Winnie the Pooh's donkey? No, that's Eeyore. Eora, not the donkey's sister. E-O-R-A. And they said it will be a first-person game. And you got to see in the video players shooting burning arrows. So, something to be excited about there. Now, the other thing is, as Microsoft was getting ready to launch this Xbox Series X, they have said that they will discontinue. This doesn't mean they're out and there's no more games for them, but they're not going to make any more Xbox One Xs and any more Xbox One S. Of course, that was the all-digital version. Don't put a shiny disc in. And they said that it was what they called a natural step as it prepares for the next gen of consoles, but said you can buy them up while they last. So if you're trying to buy an Xbox One X, I'm not saying run, don't walk, because they've been around for years, but they're not going to make any more. And I have half a mind to buy one and never open it and then wait 30 years. I hope I'll be around. Wait 30 years and then sell it in an auction house like that Super Mario game that got $114,000. Sorry. Yeah. $114,000. Yeah. That's one. But anyway, the Xbox One S will be around a little bit longer, but it'll also be checked out. But Microsoft said gamers can check with their local retailers for more details on Xbox One hardware availability. Yeah. So there had already been a report from some people in the blogosphere that the Xbox One X had been hard to find in recent weeks. I don't know that as well. The all-digital edition is now sold out on Microsoft's Xbox website. And GameStop says they're not going to sell any online. They're only going to carry them in the store, which is a good way of getting you to come in the store. Because if you come in the store, you'll also buy a Zelda t-shirt and Samus Aran pajamas. Right? Now, if you think about discontinuing two consoles, as I said, the natural step, I mean, I can hear that. The Xbox 360, if you want to go last gen, they stopped making them in 2016. Now, why is that significant or not? It's significant because the Xbox One, along with the PS4, launched in 2013. So they kept making 360s for three more years because of the huge library of games. But I would imagine, number one, they want everyone to step up and spend the cash on an Xbox One Series X. But the other thing is, there's going to be, apparently, complete backwards compatibility. And with complete backwards compatibility, you don't need to buy the old one. So the Xbox chief, Phil Spencer, has said on several occasions that, as I said, all four Xbox generations, which is an amazing technical accomplishment. If I think about how hard some of these other companies have whined about it. I remember when I got a PS2, And they said, yeah, you can play the PS1 games on it. And then they go, oh, wait, no, you can't. Well, some of them. And I thought, well, that's a rip. But then we kind of got used to it, got acclimated, at least I did. But it's just, look, all signs point to a very strong debut for these next-gen pieces. It's been 7 years. And, I mean, like I said, just this week, Sony said, we talked about it on the show, they said that they were going to make 5 million PlayStation 5s in 2020, and they've doubled that. They're going to make 10 million PlayStation 5s. I know you want one. I know I want one. So that's good. And of course, as people are staying inside, as this global pandemic seems to have no end, that people want their good consoles. They want their good entertainment. They want their stuff, man. Give me this stuff, man. You know I'm good for it. But I would suggest, and I've done it, I took my own advice, if you want these Xbox One Series X, you want the PS5, get on a wait list and get on it now. You know, the old Chinese saying, the best time to plant a tree was 10 years ago. The second best time is today. So, yeah, it would be nice if you already gone. This is how I got screwed on my PS4, and I had to fight and kick for it. And I got it 3 days after launch. I know, poor me, but those 3 days seemed like 3 months. Because even though I was on a list, I didn't get on a list until there were 9 jillion other people on the list. And jillion is a real number. Just a little bit less than Google. So get on those lists now because, you know, you talk about hotcakes. Remember, whenever there's a new system, we saw this with the Wii, we saw it with a lot of systems. Kids will just, especially kids who have rich parents, mommy, daddy, I want that. And they just buy it. And a lot of these times, they're not even gamers. They just buy it. So get on that list now, girl. All right, when we come back, I'll give away a brand new game. I'll also tell you what's new this week. Calls are welcome. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now and tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world, American Forces, Dan Patrick Channel on Sirius XM, Sports Byline USA, SB Nation Radio, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, all the good stuff. And it's 40 after, as I mentioned, so it's time to give away a brand new game. This game is called Tannenberg, and it was a PC game from a couple of years ago. It is now on consoles. It's on the PlayStation 4. The Xbox One. I have it here for the PlayStation 4. My question is, Tannenberg, is that about a World War One battle, or is that about a fat insurance salesman named Phil Tannenberg? Let me know. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, World War One battle or a fat insurance salesman named Phil Tannenberg? Rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer will get the game. Summary is, warfare on the border of the Russian Empire is a tense battle for survival. Can your squad weather the storm of battle? Tannenberg offers four new squads, 20-plus weapons, and open maps that give players tactical freedom in online battles. This is developed by Black Mill Games. It's published by M2H. And I think we know the answer to that. By the way, Tannenberg, interesting, call it that game, because that is a battle between Germany and the Russian Empire, right when World War One started, and it was almost a complete annihilation of the Russian Second Army. Their commanding general, Alexander Samsonov, killed himself. He was so humiliated, and you wonder why they had a revolution and then left the war. But the battle actually took place in Allenstein, or as the Russians called it, Utsin, but General Hindenburg called it Tannenberg because Tannenberg was nearby, and he wanted to avenge the defeat of the Teutonic Knights 500 years earlier at the Battle of Grunwald by Poland and Lithuania. That was known as the Battle of Tannenberg in Germany, so he wanted a new Battle of Tannenberg where they won. The main reason the Russians really stunk is that they did not encode any of their radio messages. They basically just talked on the radio, go here, go there, and the Germans heard all of it. Yeah. Why do I know that? Because I'm a World War One nerd. That's right, I said nerd. Once again, good luck on winning Tannenberg. All right, mentioned lines are open. One more thing about the Xbox Series X. There was something that went down today, at least it's been reported, that there was an earnings call. Now, that's something that I'll never be a part of because I'm not an investor. I'm not one of those VCs, Viacom, no, venture capitalists. I'm not one of those. But Microsoft had an earnings call with their investors. The CEO of Microsoft, Satya Nadella, said, quote, Xbox Series X will launch this fall with the largest launch lineup for any console ever, end quote. Now, what Nadella means here is that you're going to get every Xbox game of all time. Not that they're going to come up with the most games ever. They're rightfully including all Xbox games. But at this time, the company have not listed all the new games that will be available at launch. And I mentioned some of them that were revealed. There was also one game that they didn't talk about with the reveal. It was a Ubisoft Battle Royale game called Hyperscape. I'm up to here with Battle Royale, but that's fine if it has a good campaign or a, you know, multiplayer. But there's going to be a lot of them. But Nadella did not go into a lot of specifics, but fans should keep in mind that this is some very good news if you take into account that they want the investors to jump in, because they're basically saying you won't regret it. But, you know, you never know. That backwards compatibility, I mean, that is going to be, that's not just something like, oh yeah, and it plays other games. No. That's going to be a huge part of the marketing strategy. So the company obviously is going to reward those that stuck with the Xbox brand with that. It's a bold new strategy for them as well. And they're going to continue support for older games by offering free updates via smart delivery, which is cool as well. We'll see what happens there. But as I said, Microsoft, we'll see what happens when they go up against the PS5. But as I said, the winner in all this is the gamer. And it's a good thing. And then you have Nintendo waiting around too. They always go to the beat of their own drum there. I mean, if you think about when you think about Nintendo, when the PS2 came out and the Xbox, and it's like, look, they play DVDs. In fact, PS2 plays something called Blu-rays. And we're like, what's Blu-rays? Oh, it's just on Sony. It looks better than a DVD. It does? What, are you a bat? Are you an eagle? You got a good hand? Oh, I guess a bat's blind. But and then they said, here's our GameCube. What are the games? They're these little discs. Can you play movies on them? No. Oh, well, this is no good. Oh, it's no good? Watch us dominate. And then the PS3 and the Xbox 360 come out. And what does Nintendo do? They wait around for a year. And then they come out with a Wii. And all that did was revolutionize everything. As we get into motion controls. So we'll see what they do. 1-800-878-PLAY. I mentioned the Game Developers Conference, which was supposed to be in the spring here in San Francisco. I go every year. It got called off, but now they're having something August 4th through 6th, GDC Summer. I thought 4th through 6th, that's during the week. Where are the parties? Where's the free beer? Where's the free sushi? Which is basically what I look for. Rick, isn't it your job to study the games? I guess so, a little bit too. But that's like the one time all year you get some free stuff. It's going to be a virtual GDC. Snoozer. But no, we'll be excited about it. But I bring up the GDC because they did a study about how the pandemic has been affecting small game development studios and freelancers, which are most of the people that I've gotten to know in my 20 years as a video game journalist. Especially, being in San Francisco the whole time with all the different developers and people who come into town, not just from Asia, but the Silicon Valley people in Europe as well. Lot of little studios. And so they did a survey of, and a lot of times they do an exit poll. We talked to 10 people, this is going to win the election. What? We talked to 5 people in the same house and they feel this. Well, that's not a poll. The GDC did a proper poll. 2,500 game developers. And they asked them about, so I'm not going to go through the whole questionnaire, but basically how hard have you been hit? And small gamers were reporting a lot of projects were canceled. Obviously, delays in launching games. People being laid off. Quality of life issues. A lot of other challenges as well. But if you want to get into percentages, 34% of game developers said things have declined. Now remember, right now, this is a huge boom in the video game industry. We talked about in June, it was the biggest sales month in video games in a decade. And for good reason. Everybody's sitting at home, sitting around playing video games. 34% of developers said they're losing money. 31% said their business increased. So these are small companies now. And looking at the GDC general manager, Katie Stern, she did an interview with GamesBeat, and she said, quote, "It's not entirely surprising for me to see the results of the commercial side doing very well. The indies in general have been hurt during the pandemic. That's our takeaway here," end quote. So, look, it's a little surprising, but then again, no industry is going to come off unscathed through this, especially as it's still going. We don't know how long it's going to keep going. It might be logical to assume that the good growth for big companies will trickle down to the little ones. I mean, most major game companies have not only been reporting good quarterly results, they've been hiring new people. You know, and not just in June. In April, games rose 73%. In May, games rose 52% as compared to the months in the year before. But, you know, normally in the summertime, people take time off anyway. Not now, because people, they need to, some literally, to put some food on the table. All right, let's take a look at the games coming out this week. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Made of Skr, M-A-I-D, and Skr is S-K-E-R. This is an action-adventure game for PC, PS4, and Xbox One. Destroy All Humans has been around a long time. Latest iteration, PC, PS4, Xbox One, and Stadia. Skater XL, PS1, PS4, sports game, obviously. Other Side, one word and C with side with a C, like killing it. Other Side, you're killing it, dude. PC, PS4, Xbox One. It's an RPG. Samurai Showdown. Neo Geo Collection. PS4, Switch. You're into that game. You're into that game. Baseball 2020. Oh, it's kind of funny now. Baseball 2020. It is 2020. That was an awesome game on the Neo Geo, where the fans were under glass. Mega Dimension Neptunia 7. This is a Switch RPG. Grounded, an action-adventure game on the Xbox One and PC. And the box art there has little people standing on leaves. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and now they're a video game. Lost Wing. This is a shooter on the PS4. Fairy Tail, T-A-I-L. This is for the PC. This is an RPG. Blightbound is a RPG for the PC, as is Monster Crown. Yakuza Kiwami 2, an action game that makes its way to the Xbox One. For the People, it's a PC strategy game. I think the sequel will be called By the People. What Happened? It's a PC adventure horror game. Hellpoint, an action RPG for PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Mac. There you go, Apple, take a bite out of that. Mobile Suit Gundam, a PS4 fighting game. Fight Crab, a PC action fighting game. And then there are six other games that said they would release in July. We don't have an exact date, but if they do, as I said, I don't have confirmation, but I'll tell you the six games that said they would release in July but have not been confirmed. One is Liberated. That's a platformer on the PS4, PC, Switch, and Xbox One. Little Town Hero, that's a PC RPG. Umihara Kawase Bazooka, this is Switch, PS4, action platformer. Synergia, a PC adventure visual novel. Bartlow's Dread Machine, Xbox One, and a PC shooter. And wait, that's it. All right, so those are your July releases here. And when we come back, we will do the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Come on back.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low-Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
The Video Game Review.
Yeah, okay, thank you, and welcome back to the show, 1-800-878-PLAY, Rick Tittle with you, and closing out the show in our customary fashion by giving a cheat code away for an older game, and send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I have one here from Paul. Paul writes in from Davis, California. He says, Rick, what do you got for the PS3 Saints Row 3? Interesting. That's Saints Row the Third, as they called it on the PS3. What do I got? I got some stuff for you. And if you want $100,000, you just type in the word cheese. This is all lowercase together. These are pretty easy. Cheese. If you want all the weapons, you put in Let's Rock.
Let's Rock.
Al Bundy. If you want the Golden Gun, it's a different code, and that's One Hit Kills. You type in Golden Gun. If you want no vehicle damage, you put in Vroom, gas with Vroom, V-R-O-O-M. And if you want the to spawn the Challenger, you put Give Challenger, and that pops up. Weapons-wise, if you write the word spawn and then the name of the gun, it'll pop up. Like if you want the 45 Shepherd, you just put give Shepherd. If you want the flamethrower to spawn, you put give flamethrower, that type of stuff as well. There are a lot of them here. And then finally, if you're sick of the rain and you want sunny weather, just put clear skies. There's a lot of cheats in that game. Hope those help. Remember, you can email me throughout the week, rick@sportsbyline.com, but we will send you back to your sports networks for 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk. And I'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.